welcome to another edition of the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast, brought to you today by ExpressVPN. We'll talk more about that later. First, we want to get right into things. And what we're going to get into now is a story that you might call The Revolution Devours All Before It. It happens in radical movements, and the latest enactment of this occurred on Tuesday night in, of all places, a Zoom meeting of the San Francisco School Board. Now, you do expect odd things to happen in San Francisco, and this is one of them. So in the meeting, the members of the school board voted to strip the names of American historical figures, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, and even California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein. They voted to strip the names from schools in San Francisco. Now, this began a while back, and it began in recent years as a call to remove the names of Confederate leaders from schools and from roads and from military bases and from anywhere they might be. Then there was this move to tear down Confederate statues and throw them away, put them in a museum, do something, take them out of public view. But what started as this move to remove the names of Confederate leaders has now moved on to target all of American history. Now, in May of 2018, the San Francisco School Board created a School Names Advisory Committee. And at the time, they passed a resolution which committed to the board to this. I'm gonna quote from the resolution. Committed the board to, quote, changing the names of schools named for historical figures who engaged in the subjugation and enslavement of human beings, or who oppressed women, inhibiting societal progress, or whose actions led to genocide, or who otherwise significantly diminished the opportunities of those amongst us to the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Okay, let's read that one again. The resolution committed the board to, quote, changing the names of schools named for historical figures who engaged in the subjugation and enslavement of human beings, or who oppressed women, inhibiting societal progress, or whose actions led to genocide, or who otherwise significantly diminished the opportunities of those among us to the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, end quote. Now, some of that's very clear. The last phrase, which targeted anybody who, quote, significantly diminished the opportunities of those amongst us to the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, it's kind of a catch-all. You could apply it maybe to anybody you want, depending on your ideological orientation. That really allows the school board to go after anybody. And that's what they did on Tuesday night. The board voted to change the names of 44 schools. Now, there's a whole list of them available online. But yes, there were Washington, Lincoln, Jefferson, and Dianne Feinstein. We'll talk more about her in a minute because it's just so interesting that she's on the list. Yeah, Washington, Lincoln, Jefferson, Feinstein. But there was also Herbert Hoover, Paul Revere, James A. Garfield, a president of the United States, Francis Scott Key, William McKinley, another president of the United States, Daniel Webster, Junipero Serra, he's the Spanish priest who founded missions across California, William Cullen Bryant, the 19th century writer, Francisco de Ulloa, a Spanish explorer, Adolf Sutro, who was a San Francisco mayor and philanthropist, lots of things named after Sutro in San Francisco, Claire Lilienthal, who was a president of the San Francisco School Board, James Lick, he was a California philanthropist, and many, many more. There were a total of 44 names they wanted to change. By the way, they also voted to change the name of Roosevelt Middle School, even though nobody was really sure whether it was named after Theodore Roosevelt or Franklin Delano Roosevelt, but they decided it was just better to be safe than sorry and get rid of the name. And by the way, they didn't choose new names for the schools. They gave themselves a few months to do that. They just wanted to get rid of the old names. They didn't want to strip these names. And by the way, there was only one vote against this idea. And he suggested that they just number the schools, like in New York City, you know, PS 79 or PS 122. And certainly that there wouldn't be any historical references in that, but who knows what they're going to do. So anyway, they voted to remove the names of 44 schools in the San Francisco School District. So we are going to continue to discuss this. I want to get into why they would go after Dianne Feinstein. And we're going to do that right after a word from ExpressVPN. Social media and big tech are infringing on freedom of expression in this country, and they're not going to stop. So the question is, what are you going to do in response? You could deactivate all of your social media accounts. That doesn't seem to be very productive, but here's an idea. Instead of letting big tech sites revoke your right to free speech, why not revoke their right to your data? That's why you should protect your online data by using ExpressVPN. Now, if you've ever wondered how free social media companies make all their money, well, they do it by tracking your searches, your video history, everything you click on, and then they sell that data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address, and that makes your activity more difficult to trace and to sell to advertisers. Now, ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app could not be easier to set up. You just tap one button on your phone, on your computer, and you are protected. So, go to expressvpn.com/Byron. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Byron. ExpressVPN.com/Byron to protect your data today. Okay, so what about Senator Feinstein? And by the way, I did want to mention that I hope you're reading this story and lots of other stories in my newsletter, the Byron York Daily Memo, which is available at WashingtonExaminer.com, WashingtonExaminer.com, and just click on Byron York Daily Memo and you can subscribe there. I hope you'll do that and get a first look at lots of these stories. So anyway, we were going to talk about Senator Feinstein. You know, she's a liberal Democrat from California. You know, she was elected to the Senate in 1992. But before that, I mean, she's 87 years old now. She did a lot before 1992. Before that, she was the mayor of San Francisco for 10 years. From 1978 to 1988. And before that, she had been in city politics for a number of years before that as well. So, why remove her name from the school? Well, it goes back to an incident that happened in 1984. And San Francisco had this exhibit, a historical exhibit called a Pavilion of American Flags. It was a history exhibit. And it had 18 flags from all around the country as part of it. And one of the flags was the Confederate flag. So in 1984, a socialist activist from the Spartacist League and also something called the Labor Black League for Social Defense, he tears down the Confederate flag. Among the 18 flags that are on display, he tears down, they're flying actually, he tears down the Confederate flag. So, Feinstein, who's the mayor, orders the Confederate flag to be replaced with another Confederate flag. So she doesn't take this as an opportunity to remove it forever. Remember, this is 1984, which would be 37 years ago. So she has the Confederate flag replaced with another Confederate flag. So the next day, the gentleman from the Spartacist League and the Labor Black League for Social Defense, climbs the pole and tears down the flag again. And this time, Feinstein gives up. She removes the Confederate flag from the exhibit, doesn't replace it, and later apologizes for her actions. Okay, that is apparently the sum total of Dianne Feinstein's offense and the reason that her name is being taken off a school in San Francisco. Now, some in the school board have resented Feinstein ever since that incident in 1984, 37 years ago. So I'm going to quote now from Jeremiah Jeffries, who is the chair of the School Names Advisory Committee. Just mentioned that a few minutes ago. It's the school board's School Names Advisory Committee. Quote, Dianne Feinstein chose to fly a flag that is the iconography of domestic racism, white avarice, and inhumanity toward black and indigenous people at the city hall. Okay, so that's what he said. And he continued, more quote here, quote, she still has time to dedicate the rest of her life to the upliftment of black, First Nations, and other people of color. She has not thus far, so her apology simply wasn't convincing. Okay, one more time with that one. Feinstein, quote, still has time to dedicate the rest of her life. Insert here, Feinstein is 87 years old, by the way. Still has time to dedicate the rest of her life to the upliftment of black, First Nations, and other people of color. She hasn't thus far, so her apology simply wasn't convincing. And so that is how Dianne Feinstein came to have her name removed from Dianne Feinstein Elementary School in San Francisco. Now, there's a kicker to this story, actually kind of a tragicomic sticker kicker to this story, if you can view this as either tragic or comic. And the tragicomic kicker is the fact that all the schools the board is renaming, debating, deciding which schools to rename, they're all closed as a result of the COVID pandemic. Now, even though evidence is mounting that schools are safe, and sentiment appears to be growing nationwide that they should be reopened, but the San Francisco School Board has kept the schools closed. So it's kind of a ridiculous situation. And the ridiculousness of it all was just too much for a writer named Antonio Garcia Martinez, who tweeted this. He tweeted, the SF School Board busily renaming schools that have been closed for months and that it is incapable of formulating a plan to open is really Soviet Union levels of ineffectual absurdity. I was on the call. Remember, this is Antonio Garcia Martinez. I was on the call. Everyone on the board just nods their head like this is normal. And that was a great tweet. He tweeted that early in the morning, Eastern time, on Wednesday, meaning late at night in San Francisco. I'm going to read the tweet again. The SF School Board busily renaming schools that have been closed for months and that it is incapable of formulating a plan to open is really Soviet Union levels of ineffectual absurdity. I was on the call. Everyone on the board just nods their head like this is normal. And they did. And so that's what they did. So that really is today's story. Now, Antonio Garcia Martinez was absolutely right. But the school board's action was really the inevitable result of a bizarre anti-historical force that has been dominating some parts of our culture in recent years. And of course, they were not going to stop with Confederate generals. They were not going to stop with George Washington, and they won't even stop with a liberal Democrat like Dianne Feinstein, of all people. The revolution really does continue to devour all before it. And will that change anytime soon? Will people see the perniciousness of it? I mean, the ridiculousness and the perniciousness of it. Will they? I can't really say. But it's good to keep up with, and it's good to know what the San Francisco School Board is doing, because it could spread even further. And that's why we talked about it today. So listen, thanks very much for joining us. And we hope you'll join us again soon for another edition of the Byron Watch.